Ang segment na ito ay hatid sa inyo ng Medibank Overseas Visitor and Workers Health Cover. Narito pang tumulong sa inyo sa oras na kailangan nyo. Tumawag sa 03-9862-1273 at kumuha ng Medibank Overseas Visitor and Workers Health Cover ngayon.
Tatlong taon nang dumating dito sa Australia sa pamamagitan ng refugee visa ang 41-anyos na si Mazin mula Duhok City, Northern Iraq. Kasama niyang dumating dito ang dalawang anak na babae at asawa. Tumakas sila mula sa kanilang lugar papuntang Lebanon matapos sakupin ng ISIS ang kanilang lugar bago makarating dito sa Australia. Si Mazin ay isang electrical engineer sa Iraq pero tatlong taon na siyang naghahanap ng trabaho sa kanyang propesyon dito sa Australia pero palagi itong bigo.
I worked as an electrical engineer for 9 years in Duhok City. And I am trying to look and to find job, but unfortunately, I have applied many times to work in many places by websites like Seek and Indeed, but I didn't get a chance.
Kwento ni Mazin ang kakulangan sa karanasan bilang electrical engineer dito sa bansa at ang limitadong kakayahan nila sa pagsasalita ng English, ang dahilan kung bakit hindi sila natatanggap sa kanilang ina-apply ang trabaho, kasama ang asawa nito na isang guro.
They always ask that the applicant have local experience, and for us, our experience are from other countries. Another reason why we are not employed is that our language must be at a highest level, and this is also a big barrier.
Lumalabas sa datos mula sa Committee for Economic Development of Australia nitong Marso 2021. Isa sa 4 na permanent skilled migrants na nakarating dito sa Australia ay overqualified sa kasalukuyan nilang trabaho. Lumalabas din sa report na marami ang mismatch sa skills at trabaho kaya tinatayang nasa higit $1.2 billion ang nawawalang sweldo mula 2013 hanggang 2018. Dagdag pa ni David Forbes na isang Senior Employment Operations Coordinator sa Settlement Services International na isang organisasyon na tumutulong sa mga refugee at komunidad ng mga migrants kung paano magsimula dito sa Australia. Ang mahalaga umano sa mga bagong dating ay kung anong trabaho ang mapapasukan.
I think a lot of people have this misconception that getting employment is as simple as, you know, getting the education or getting the qualification and then the job naturally comes. And that's just not the case, not for skilled migrants and not for Australians either. And I think the difficult part with skilled migrants is that they have no idea what these pathways to employment are. And when you go to skilled jobs in particular, which are a lot more complex, a lot more niche, and the recruitment process around them are a lot longer and a lot more difficult, and there's a lot more chances for them to stumble up in that process. So I think identifying what that pathway is really crucial. And then that can sort of add that certainty to, okay, this is what I need to do next, and this is how I can sort of achieve my employment goals.
Abiso naman ang isang registered migration agent at kasalukuyang Managing Director ng Connecting Group na si Fred Moloy. Dapat alamin ng mga migrante kung dapat kukuha pa ng lisensya o registration para sa propesyon bago mag-apply sa isang trabaho. Dahil maliban sa pagproseso ng visa, sabi ni Moloy, isa din silang recruitment agency na tumutulong sa mga employers maghanap ng mga skilled workers.
Quite often there's occupation-specific licensing or registration or even tickets that they may need to obtain. So white cards, blue cards for construction trade or working at heights, or if they're working with children, they'll be working with children's certificates. It all sort of depends on specifically on the occupation. There may also be some gap training that they need to do to obtain licensing, like electricians or plumbers, those kind of trades.
Si Nadina Benveniste, isang CV writer, career coach at recruitment specialist sa NB Career Consulting. Sabi niya tumutulong sila sa job matching sa mga employers. At isa sa nakikita nilang dahilan kung bakit hindi natatanggap ng trabaho ang mga aplikante dahil hindi tama ang kanilang mga ginagamit na terminology sa kanilang resume o CV.
Another recommendation is to do a lot of market research. So doing searches for job adverts online and looking at the way that recruiters are communicating these jobs and the words and the phrases that they are using in these adverts and make sure that the similar language is used when preparing the CV so that the CV is Australianized. It's using the keywords that are relevant again to the Australian market.
Dagdag pa nito, dapat alam na mga aplikante ang gusto nilang trabaho bago mag-apply.
One of the things that happens is when people are struggling to get a job, they will start to apply for any job they see advertised that might fall into their category. But this can actually be very detrimental because if a recruiter keeps receiving somebody's CV for a job that they're not suitable for, then they feel that that person's wasting their time and not reading the job adverts. So they'll stop reading their CV. So make sure that they are reading what the recruiter is looking for in terms of experience for that job.
Dagdag abiso ni Moloy, dapat isaalang-alang ng mga bagong dating sa bansa na pwedeng tanggapin ang mga mababang antas na klase ng trabaho at gawin itong stepping stone.
Often as well, if they're constantly rejected, they need to reassess whether they're willing to take a step down to be able to get into the industry, get into a company, and then work their way back to the height of the position they were while they were overseas. And as I mentioned on licensing, sometimes they come here with a permanent residency visa but don't have the license to work within their specific occupation or trade. So they may get a job as a trades assistant. If it's an electrician, for example, gain experience assisting electricians here, understand the differences between the electrical systems here versus overseas.
Dapat ding mag-upgrade sa communication skills. Sabi din ni career coach na Dina Benveniste, mas mabuti kung personal na kausapin ang mga recruiters sa pag-apply ng trabaho kaysa pag-apply online.
Another tip is to do lots of networking. So LinkedIn is a good tool to connect with business leaders. So connecting with people that employ people with the skill set that the migrant has and looking for job opportunities using LinkedIn. If there are phone numbers on job adverts, ringing up the recruiters and having a chat to them, building relationships, finding out where their skills are best fitted on the market. So rather than just applying for jobs, having conversations with people.
Si Abby Hussein ay isang construction manager at project development manager ngayon sa isang kumpanya. Nakatulong umano ang 16 years na experience niya sa ibang bansa sa kanyang paghahanap ng trabaho. Dahil nang dumating siya sa Australia noong 2020, naghanap siya ng career consultant at umabot lang sa 6 linggo, nakahanap agad siya ng trabaho.
She reworked on my CV, she reworded it completely, and she said people don't manually sit and read it anymore, it goes through a computer system, so you need to have those catchwords. So she kind of tutored me on that. Terminologies used were very different. We call it as a more of a feasibility study and a pre-construction study, whereas here it's called a business case. So when I had to explain what I had done, she said, you know what, this is what it is called here, you've called it a different term, you've done these, but just that what you call it is very different.
Naniniwala si David Forbes na malaking tulong sa malaking organisasyon sa Australia ang pagdating ng mga skilled migrant sa bansa.
And we've actually found that even though how we work here is slightly differently, but because they have that overseas experience, they've got new ways of solving traditional problems. And we found that civil company thought that these guys were absolutely fantastic. They were really, really happy with the work they're performing, and because they were so grateful to be there that they were just model employees. From there, they were sort of opening up and like, okay, that was the engineers, well, what else do you have?
Ang ulat na ito ay binuo ni Jara Pazano na isinalin sa ating wika. Ako si Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.
Ang segment na ito ay hatid sa inyo ng Medibank Overseas Workers Health Cover. Narito upang tumulong sa inyo sa oras na kailangan nyo. At sa Medibank, maaari nyo kaming kausapin sa inyong wika. Nagsasalita kami ng hanggang 160 wika. Narito kami para sa inyo upang maging at home kayo kahit pagaano kayo kalayo sa inyong mahal sa buhay. Tumawag sa 03-9862-1273 at kumuha ng Medibank Overseas Workers Health Cover ngayon.